welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Dropbox for the iPhone. Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's tip. Today, I am going to demonstrate Dropbox. Wait a minute, you say? Those of you who are loyal listeners, that is. Wait, you've already done that before. Well, yeah, but this is Dropbox for the iPhone. I want to demonstrate the iPhone app because I think this is a tremendously cool thing. Granted, I didn't think it was really all that cool until I downloaded it and decided to try it. Like the regular Dropbox service, it is free. It is very easy to use, very simple, which is good because I'm a simple kind of gal. Simpler the better for me. What you do is you can basically sync your iPhone with your Dropbox account. You can set the amount of storage that your iPhone uses. In other words, although you can see all of your files in the cloud, they won't all be downloaded to your iPhone. You can tell your iPhone how much space you want reserved on the phone for Dropbox. You can have as little as 100 megs reserved to keep, you know, recently viewed files Screened in. Or, whoopsie,
Location,
as many
folder.
As, gosh, 2 gigs? There may be more than that. I'm not sure. But I'm going to show you how Dropbox works. It's very easy. I have already linked my phone to Dropbox, but I'll show you how to do that. You can see how it will work in settings.
Wikipedia, location, Twitter, Dragon, TV and video, folder.
I'm going to the part of my home screen that has Dropbox.
Text expand, 8 colors, RTM, find iPhone, Google, Dropbox. Dropbox.
When you enter into Dropbox, it will take you to the last place you were, sort of like most apps do.
My Dropbox button.
Takes you
Dropbox.
This app really does not have a dock across the bottom of the screen, but there are various common buttons.
My Dropbox button, favorites button, my Dropbox, my favorites, settings button.
So my Dropbox favorites
help,
settings and help. So let's go into it top to bottom down. My Dropbox. What does that show me?
My Dropbox home back button.
It's going to show me what's in my Dropbox.
Brian Mushroom.
It's going to show me my folders.
Search my Dropbox. Search field.
Of course, you can do a file search.
Brian Mushroom. BTNDE. Child's Play Aaron. Aaron and JR. Getting started. iPhone intro. Joe and Aaron. Legal Aid. Mushroom FM. Photos. Public. Scott and Aaron. Talk. The Melting Pot. Add button.
And you're going to be wondering, what's in all those folders? Well, I'm not going to show you, so there. But you can see the list of your files and folders. You can add folders.
The Melting Pot. Add,
this
button.
Does have a dock, this here.
Camera, button.
You can take photos and upload them to Dropbox from your phone. Oh, isn't that awesome?
Thumbnails, dim, button.
Thumbnails, that I'm not sure what it does. And I don't have it enabled, it's dimmed. So there must be something it does that I'm not aware of.
Add, the melting pot. My Dropbox, heading.
I'm going back
Dropbox.
Out of that.
My Dropbox, button. Favorites, button.
Favorites, you can set files as favorites in Dropbox and on the phone as well to be readily available to you. I don't have any of those.
My Dropbox, favorites, settings, button.
Settings, this is where you can link and unlink a phone from Dropbox and do all sorts of other cool stuff. So,
settings,
it's very
home,
simple, however.
Back button. Settings, Dropbox account, heading. Email, space used, settings, space used. 24.8% of 2.8 GB. Settings. Heading. Upload quality.
Upload quality.
Upload quality. Photo quality. Heading. 50%. Adjustable.
It's the quality of the photos.
Video quality. HD.
And videos.
High. Selected. Medium. Low. Please note that higher quality uploads take more time.
So you can upload from your phone as well, which is
settings.
Cool.
Passcode lock. Off.
Passcode. You can lock this with a passcode.
Local storage. 200 megabytes.
You can change how much storage on your phone is reserved for recent files in Dropbox, as I said before.
About, heading. App version, 1.3.1. Watch a video about Dropbox. Tell friends about Dropbox. Send feedback. Unlink iPhone from Dropbox, button.
There is where you unlink or link a phone from Dropbox. And it will just, it's a very simple process to link it. And I guess, of course, unlink it. And so, I won't demonstrate
Dropbox.
It. Now, I can just go into files on Dropbox and view them in the cloud.
My Dropbox.
So let's
button.
Demonstrate that real quick.
My Dropbox. Home. Back button. Home. My Dropbox.
You can view
heading.
Much anything.
Edit. Eric, getting started. I, Joe, legal aid. Much folk. Public. Scott and Eric. Talk. The melting pot. Talk. The melting pot. The melting pot. The melting. Edit. Button. Search this folder. 01 stand up. MP3. I unfriended you on Facebook. MP3.
There's 2.4 megabytes. Called modified 2 weeks ago. I unfriended you on Facebook. It tells you how big it is when it was last modified. What if I clicked it? What would it do?
I unfriended you on Facebook. MP3. The melting pot. Back button.
Tells you what folder it's in. It starts to play. It's a media file, so it will play.
Media forward button. Button.
It brings up a little media player.
Media pause button. Media back button. 0. 2. 27.
Shows you your progress. How long the file is.
10%. Adjustable. 00. 18. I unfriended you on Facebook.
And
MP3. Heading.
So you can control. You on Facebook. This is a little catchy, isn't it?
Another high score. Sure, your new shirt is fabulous. Bet you still miss Grabulous. I'm letting you know, I'm letting you go. I'm letting you know, I'm letting you go. I unfriended you on Facebook. It's not you.
0, 1, media. Media pause, media forward button, share, button, add to favorites, button, export, dim, button.
You can share it or add it to favorites.
Media forward button, media pause button, media play button.
There you go. I sort of zoned out over that. A little catchy. I unfriended you on Facebook. And to listen to the rest of this song, shameless plug, you may download the latest Melting Pot from March 13th. Once it becomes available on the archive, which you can get to from at Tech Access Weekly, or, of course, and preferably, you can go to mushroomfm.com and download the latest Melting Pot podcast. Plug, plug, plug. In any event, that is Dropbox for the iPhone. It is simple as that. You can pretty much view any of your files on the phone. The phone will store only a few of them, however, at a time. That's pretty much it. It's simple as that. Thank you very much for listening. I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.